I mean, it's why abortion exists, is if you for some reason get pregnant, I mean, you just delete the baby, control alt delete, or press F, or I don't know. Shoot, I'm trying to think of a meme to make and it's not working.
Welcome back to the Bromar Show. This is the show where we talk about things that are trending in internet culture and also living life as a guy in his 20s. I am your host, and go ahead and make sure you follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. By the way, The Bromar Show is now available on the iHeartMedia app. So go ahead and download the iHeartMedia app and search for The Bromar Show and subscribe there also. So now you can really take it on the go. And I don't really have a set topic right now, but we'll find something here in just a couple moments because we're going to get straight into it. There's lots to talk about here, and obviously, happy new year 2023. I really wasn't paying attention. The only thing I cared about is I just wanted to party and get drunk because I knew the next day I didn't have to go to work, so that gave me enough time to recover from whatever hangover I had, and hopefully y'all stayed safe and didn't try to do anything reckless. But overall, I mean, I really don't have any resolutions for the Bromar Show. I mean, I didn't even have any last year, let alone this year. But I mean, same old, just keep the show growing as much as we can. But don't want it to grow too much, or otherwise we'll have a target on our back. after a certain amount of listeners or subscribers, it gets a little difficult, I'll say that. So I'd rather keep it a little bit on the down low. I mean, I do encourage you to share with your friends, but at the same time, with the closest friends you know, I guess. Anyway, happy 2023. Honestly, I really tried my best to stray away from talking about this topic, and that has to do with the topic of the Tate brothers. They both have been arrested, along with two other people, which I believe happened to be their assistants. And I think that's enough people to be considered as organized crime. They've been detained, not convicted. I'll mostly be referencing Andrew Tate from this point on throughout this segment. It seems like there's people supporting him, having his back. Even to the point that there was an ex-girlfriend that came out and said that none of that is true. And what's really interesting is that she actually came forward twice to clarify any rumors or just anything that just been said about Andrew Tate. She even had to clarify about the kink play where Andrew Tate was like slapping her and hitting her. And that's where people claim that he beats women, which I mean, you had an ex-girlfriend that came out and clarified that. And yeah, and there's people supporting him. And me, I personally hope that none of this is true, that he isn't human trafficking. It's not really looking good for him right now because Romanian law works different compared to here in the United States. And we don't know exactly what's going on. There's even been reports that some officials are paying the girls that they've found in their contacts. Like, hey, if you say this, we'll give you this amount of money. If you testify against Andrew Tate that he was trafficking women, then yeah, we'll give you some money. But those, again, are just claims. Not sure they're real. But overall, this whole thing is a mess. It's an absolute mess. And it all started with the beef between Greta Thunberg. Yeah, this whole thing is an absolute mess. And speaking of messes, this is going to now lead into a different topic, different observation, and that has to do with the topic of crypto. I know I don't normally talk about it as much now, not just because it's the end of the bull run and we are in a bear market, but it seems like a lot of you are not interested in talking about that or really listening about it, which, you know, it's fine. It can get boring a little bit sometimes, but this is where the interesting stuff happens here is in the bear market, because not only do you have people losing hella money on some coins they invested in the bull run and forgot to sell or didn't sell, but then you have exchanges claiming bankruptcy and some getting into some pretty big trouble. And I don't know if you heard about this, but Sam Bankman-Fried, who was the CEO of FTX, and now he oh, he is screwed. Like, he is done. So let me explain what situation he is in right now. So you have the feds coming after him because what he did was illegal. And he also has the, I believe is the SEC and the FTC. There's two other commissions after him because he has to pay money to the people that he, I wouldn't say he scammed, but to its investors, basically, he has to pay money. So this is the too long didn't read here. Sam Bankman-Fried has no chance of getting out of this without either hurting his pocket or facing some time in prison. If he's not tried federally, like as in he comes out not guilty federally, he's probably going to end up paying a huge amount of money. And if he proves that he was not responsible for mishandling investors' money, then all that evidence can be used against him to federally try him and send him to prison. So he is screwed. He's done for. There's no way out of this for him, because if he tries to get out of one of them, he's going to get ensnared and tried in the other. So that's kind of what this whole thing is about. So this is what I mean, that it is going to be a bloodbath. Is you have CEOs of exchanges now being federally charged. And if you figured out that that wasn't the only thing where, you know, a bunch of shit's going down, well, CoffeeZilla did a 3-part series about Logan Paul's, I believe it was Crypto Zoo. And the whole thing is a mess because either Logan Paul's backstabbing the Crypto King, and then Crypto King is backstabbing Logan Paul. And then you had, what was the guy's name? Eddie, I think Ibanez, who claimed to be this so-called MIT grad expert, worked in security for the CIA and helped the Patriots win a Super Bowl, which ended up being completely false. He lied about that entirely, and Crypto King was not comfortable with working with Eddie, the guy that lied about pretty much everything. But Logan Paul and his team decided to still keep him around, and the whole point is developers didn't get paid on time, if not at all. So they pretty much dipped out, took whatever they built, created, and developed with them, and said, hey, if I'm not getting my money, you're not getting this. So either pay up or leave me the hell alone. And that's what ended up happening. A lot of people lost so much money to Logan Paul's Crypto Zoo project. And it's just, yeah, this whole thing, you can see how much of a mess it is. You have companies and celebrities bankrupting themselves or screwing themselves over because of just, man, the bear market, basically, and also hiring very reckless people on their team. And then I believe Hex, their, what was the guy's name? It was Richard something. Richard Hart, that's the guy's name. But he also could be pulling the same shit Sam Bankman-Fried is doing, because all of a sudden now he's getting all these Gucci bags and sports car, and it's like, it's not giving their project a really good representation. And we're going to see a lot of bloodbath here in 2023 when it comes to crypto. And yeah, that pretty much is all I have to talk about in regards to those two topics. Since I've been doing a lot of looking through the database before, this is actually a good one that I found. This was way back in the day when, actually, now I found out, apparently they were going to do something about abortion rights back then. And this was around 2019, maybe 2018, but taking back at it again, I did an episode on this sex strike, in which, by the way, it seems like it didn't work this time. Because I didn't hear about it again. Back in Rovember, supposedly, I didn't hear nothing about another sex strike, but back in 2019... Alyssa Milano announced one, and then it just totally backfired. But here, go ahead and take a listen to the full episode when I produced this at the time.
I want to talk about this subject, the so-called hashtag sex strike. And I want to dissect this a little bit because I have a lot to say about this. I really do. And I'm not necessarily like against it, but at the same time, I'm thinking, how is this going to help? Or is this actually what they really want. So I just, yeah, I'm basically just going to call out a couple points about this sex strike and, you know, just give my take on it, basically. So what is the sex strike? And essentially is women promoting to abstain from sex to protest the restrictive abortion laws. An activist slash actress, Alyssa Milano, called for a sex strike. And she stated that women's reproductive rights are being erased. And until women have legal control over their own bodies, they just cannot risk pregnancy. And she also said to join her by not having sex until women get bodily autonomy back, which, I mean, seems reasonably fair. However, I don't really understand it, like, especially the part where she says they just cannot risk pregnancy. If that really is the case, like, I feel like, yeah, it's kind of confusing. I mean, it's why abortion exists, is if you, for some reason, get pregnant, I mean, you just delete the baby, Control-Alt-Delete, or press F, or I don't know, shoot. I'm trying to think of a meme to make, and it's not working, and it's very messed up if I do that. Also, by the way, have you heard of Rude Jude? just look up Rude Jude, I ate a baby on Google. Funniest shit. It's really dark. It's not supposed to be funny, but if you get curious, look it up. Great way to tie it in with the topic of abortion and a sex strike. So honestly, this sex strike further proves that women are not into sex like they claim to be, and they are using sex as a weapon to control or to have power. And I mean, like, I've seen tweets, posts about how women are into sex like men are, or way more into sex than men are. And this sex strike further proves that women are only using sex as a power tool, and they're not into sex like they claim to be. Otherwise, if they really were, they honestly would not be doing this sex strike at all. I mean, I'm just saying. For all I know, Alyssa Milano, she probably is not into sex like she claims to be, and she probably uses this as a weapon. So I don't know, she could be that type of chick. Now, another point I want to bring up is, what about sex workers? I don't know if sex workers would be opposed to this or would be cool with it, because this could go either way. Like, it might hurt their, you know, business, or it might enhance them. Because the thing of it is, if this sex strike is happening, men are going to be going around and hiring hookers, escorts, or they're even going to log on to Pornhub or all these cam girls, you know. And I mean, essentially, it enhances the business of the sex workers. So maybe it's a bad thing, maybe it's a good thing. Also, there's a rumor that says that, you know, sex robots are being made. This will probably accelerate the demand real quick. And for women, I mean, here's the thing. There's women out there that want serious committed relationships. The sex robots are going to be a threat for them, because now they're going to be competing against inanimate objects. And I feel like that type of defeat is going to be very humiliating to women, because that makes them feel like, I can't believe I just lost to something that has absolutely no personality and just is not even human. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this, I have mixed feelings for it. I see what it is trying to do, you know, abstain from sex so, you know, people won't get pregnant and have to take abortions and all this mess, or do abortions. I'm not even sure what I'm saying now, but this is also a win-win for conservatives, by the way, because here's the thing. Conservatives are usually known for, you know, abstaining from sex. Along with that, they're also known for preventing abortions. So those two combined, they get exactly what they want. And this sex strike, literally handing the W to the conservative party. Why? Because conservatives, what do they usually do? They usually abstain from sex, and they're totally against abortion. And to prevent abortion, what are they gonna do? Abstain from sex. So for this is a win-win for them. And I remember there was this one tweet by a chick named Lindsay. I mean, I could say the last name. Y'all can go ahead and look her up, but like, I feel like I can get in trouble for that, but I'm just gonna say this chick's name's Lindsay. She said that the conservatives are laughing while totally missing the point about the sex strike, that they're never gonna fuck them. Like, okay, well, then if that's the case, why are you concerned about what the conservatives are laughing about? Like, why? That just further proves that, again, you're using this as some type of power tool, or, you know, as a weapon. I'm just saying, because now that there's technology, there's Oh, shoot. For all I know, some of them could even hire porn stars. This is about motivating the decent men in the world to get out there and kick all the so-called pro-life laws and their creators out on their asses. Which, again, those decent men are going to start going after these hookers, are going to start going out after the porn stars and paying them just so they could just, you know, rub one out. Like, it can cause a little bit of a mess, but at the same time, I feel like for the Democratic Party or the Liberal Party, they're not going to get what they want. They're literally, I think, handing the W to the conservatives and they don't even know it. And, you know, that's honestly all I got to say about this.
All right, so just to add further commentary to this, because I'm surprised I left this part out around the time I was producing this episode, and that is that more than likely the women here pretty much don't put out to their husbands. And look, I get it, their body, their choice, right? But I wouldn't be surprised if their husbands were stepping out on them with an escort or a sex worker, because ladies like Alyssa Milano, I mean, they already are not putting out. So it's like, they pretty much have already had a sex strike. So announcing it, it's like, okay, I guess creative way of telling me that you haven't been putting out with your husband, which again, I get it. Their body, their choice, but just don't be surprised if your husband steps out on you. Just saying. Oh man, I'm probably going to get canceled for that for sure.